Today's episode of The Sunshine is being brought to you by Revive Aesthetics and Regenerative Medicine, whose friendly and dedicated staff will make the new you shine through. Please check their website for monthly specials or send them an email at info@revivergen.com. Again, that's revivergen.com. Or call their office at 936-588-5890. Again, that's 936-588-5890. They're located in Montgomery, Texas. Give them a call today and start looking as young as you feel. Welcome to another episode of Sunshine from Heaven. Let's dive right in. Today's scripture will be coming from Ephesians, the first chapter, the 15th through the 20th verse. I'll be reading the New King James Version. Ready? Let's read. Therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of his glory, of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worketh in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places. I've read to you Ephesians, the first chapter, the 15th through the 20th verse. May God add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his word. I encourage you to read God's word for yourself. In case you didn't know, I was raised in the country, and I mean in the country, like one store and no stoplights and no streetlights. It was very much country living. I even remember growing up as a kid only having to dial four numbers to call somebody. It was simple. There were no street names, and there were even some roads that weren't even paved. But I loved the freedom that living in the country came with. As a child, I could ride my bike through many cities because of my imagination. And I don't know what happens as we mature. We don't lose our imagination, but we lose the ability to imagine the way we did as a child with the faith that comes with that. I remember riding my bike one day and I was coming home and I was getting down to it and just getting faster and faster, and I saw a stick in the road, and I said, when I run over this stick, I'm gonna pretend like it's a snake. And as I got close enough to run over the stick that I was gonna pretend was a snake, turned out that it was a snake. And I threw my bike down, jumped off the bike, and just ran the rest of the way home. Man, I was terrified. But I'm sure that snake was just as afraid as I was, because he was gone. Isn't it something that how our imagination can work things? Sometimes we can look at a wall and see something that looks like something that's not there. I said all that to say this. When you trust God and remember not to limit God, because he is the creator of everything, he can make anything out of nothing. We have to be willing, ready, and able to see things the way God wants us to see it. And the key is being ready. Sometimes we ask God for something, but God is a great parent. He's not going to give us something that we're not ready for. Sometimes when you can't see the things that God wants you to see, he's protecting you as a good parent will. I pray that God opens your heart and mind to the things that you are truly ready for. And that is a relationship with Jesus Christ, a closer walk with him, to see everything that he wants you to see and how he wants you to see it. We have to stop limiting God because we have a limited mentality of him. It's like anything else. When you truly love somebody, you want to know as much about them as you can. Even if you love a car, you want to know as much about that car as you can, because it helps you to keep that car maintained, looking good, running smooth. why would we dare not give God that which he is truly worthy of? And that's a relationship of getting to know him as deeply as we can, because God knows everything about you. He knew everything about you before you even formed. So why wouldn't you open up your heart and mind to receive Jesus Christ and learn all that you can through the Holy Spirit about our Lord and Savior, the God who is a God above everything, who loves you when you don't even feel like loving yourself? I pray that God blesses you this day with the eyes and the mind and the heart of Christ to love beyond, to love when your mind and your body is telling you not to. Because the Bible tells us, what reward is there in loving something or someone who loves you? We have to love the unlovable sometime. And that's the way God loves us. May God bless you and keep you this day. And remember, share a little sunshine.